Many thanks for the information made by our colleagues. Actually, as I have said in the previous occasions, and yesterday I made it clear that we have to see those proposals in a holistic manner. And the one component of the certain assistance cannot help just to highlight that component. While we have we are aware of the support has been rendered by some on certain proposals, but also we need to reflect all those proposals in a holistic manner. So at this juncture, I just invite delegation to stick to the language and the exercise that we have had in the last few days, and not to bring any language which much prejudge the discussions. So in our view, that we cannot go along any kind of the additional language which might complicate things. I'm sorry to say that one. If it is going to be repeated in that form, we will until 12 o'clock in the midnight, we have to stay. It is a principal position. We would like to stick to that language. But in the decisional process, we have to work. And your text is your text. When it comes, I hope that you can measure that how much there is a chance that that text would be balanced and could be used in the subsequent sessions. This principal position has been repeated in elsewhere, in other meeting by experts. So just I would like to highlight this issue. Nothing to do about the substance. We need also to reflect a procedural issue and which proposal has a chance. If it was this case, then I have to say that that there is a NAM who has about 120 countries. That proposal could come part of the all those procedural reports. That at least while there is a majority for certain proposals, we could say that the depth discussion and decision should be taken. But it is not the case. So we should be consistent that if just trying to highlight certain proposals, compromising the other's proposal, which the majority supports, is something that's not fair and it does not fit to the practice that we have had in the last couple of days. Thank you.